29.
Item number 29 from the Director, Office of Performance, Strategy and Budget, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a 2014 appropriation transfer packet for the April 2014 cycle.
Director Fudge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I believe you have 12 fund transfers before you. Eight of them are departmental receipt of revenue items. There are a few from the sheriff, including the receipt of grant funding, which you heard about earlier, the Expressway Patrol, and the alcohol enforcement. There's one for the Department of Health and Human Services related to intoxicated driving program services in their community services division. One in DHHS related to the wraparound program. One in the Office of the District Attorney to receive funding related to the JAG grant for early intervention crimes to fund a community prosecutor. One in the amount of $300,000 to provide funding for pretrial services. There is two fund transfers that impact the unallocated contingency fund. One of $150,000 for transit for the consultant for transit options that was discussed this morning. That would come from the unallocated contingency. There's one for $500,000 to fund the retention program in the Behavioral Health Division. Just as a clarification, $224,000 of that is coming from the unallocated appropriation for contingencies, and $276,000 is being provided from the allocated funding for contingencies. That was money that was set aside for child support services in case the state had given us a less than positive formula. For performance revenues, that formula has since gotten a lot better, and so that funding could be available for the retention package. There's one capital improvement fund transfer in the amount of $24,500 related to a slight change in scope for the victim witness secure entrance capital project in the Office of the District Attorney. There's one capital outlay fund transfer in the amount of $300,000 that's reducing some capital outlay and operating accounts to provide funding for overtime in the House of Correction to help deal with their deficit in that area. And then there is one departmental fund transfer of $14,000 related to the Parks Impress Fund, which is a fairly routine thing in the spring and fall to do. We've provided a new chart on the back or at the end to help maybe provide a little additional information about the split between the unallocated and the allocated contingency accounts. If all of these fund transfers were approved, the net balance in the unallocated contingency account would be $3,757,712. Based on the item related to the constituent services representative, if that were to pass, that balance would be $3,792,060. And then if all of the fund transfers before you were to pass, the allocated contingency account would have a balance of $3,038,130. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
I'd ask for separate action on B1 and B2. That's the transit item and the BHD.
Supervisor Cullen moves approval of the packet except for items B1 and B2, which will be addressed separately. Any comments on the other items of the packet? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Chair, on the balance first.
Yes, on the balance.
On the balance, Supervisors Roma West.
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Five ayes, zero noes. The motion to recommend adoption on the balance of the packet, excluding B1 and B2, prevails.
Any rejection of B1 and B2, if that's the confirmation, Mr. Chair?
Supervisor Cullen moves to reject items B1 and B2. Any further discussion?
We take them separately?
You asked for separate action.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
We can divide those. Any further comments on item B1? Madam Clerk, would you call the roll on item B1?
On the motion to reject item B1, Supervisors Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to reject B1 prevails.
For item B2.
Yeah. On the motion to reject B2, Supervisors Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 1 no. The motion to reject B2 prevails.